Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's time for the South Florida High School Football Report with Larry Bluestein. It's powered by Centene. Larry, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Doing great. No complaints. Week 9, maybe not as exciting as the weeks past, but it's just setting the table for next week where there's like 20 games, 20 key games.
And, man.
This is what it's all about, guys. This is really what it's all about. High school football, South Florida, championship type of games. Everybody heading towards the playoff spot. And we got kicked off last night with a couple of good ones. Carroll City fell behind Booker T 10-0. Woke up a little bit. Was a much more competitive game than anybody thought it would be. But that's Ice Harris. He'll bring everybody to the party every game.
All right. Well, before we jump into everything, how about a little congratulations to Western and to Cardinal Gibbons beating American Heritage Plantation for the first time after all these tight ball games. They pull it out late, and Western beats an undefeated Plantation team. How about we start with that from last week?
We'll start right with it, and then Western compounded everything last night by getting another win. So they're in really good shape heading into a huge showdown next week with Miramar. A win there, and they could win the district. And I'll tell you what, yeah, I agree with you. And especially all the key players, Joe, that they lost last year. Coach Rakovich has done an awesome job. So we'll start there and give them props. Last week, American Heritage and Cardinal Gibbons, classic matchup, took it right. You know, the 24-14 score was a little misleading.
Yep.
That game was 14-14 all the way down the line, a field goal, and Heritage trying to tie the ball game through a pick late in the game. But congratulations to Matt DeBuck and Cardinal Gibbonson with a win tonight. And this is a key one. This is if they win tonight over Hallandale, this will be Cardinal Gibbons' first district title since 1994.
Wow.
Wow, huh? 1994. 24 years ago. And it's amazing because Cardinal Gibbons has produced a lot of talent, have had some tremendous teams, but for the last 6-7 years, they've been looking up at American Heritage, no joke there. So, yeah, congratulations to that team. Two great games from last week and two teams that you're going to see in the playoffs.
That's a long time since.
Yes.
That was a young pup.
Long dry spell, but I'll tell you what, they've been so close and good for him after losing some games early this year. Blue loaded him up on a bad schedule with some really good teams. We blame Larry. But I will tell you, they've been able to come back, and they're healthy, and they got a really good team.
Yeah, they do. They do. And certainly, you know, a program, they've been lost in the shuffle, Joe, for so long because of St. Thomas. You know, they've always had to play second fiddle to St. Thomas. And certainly they've kind of, you know, now they're in 5A. They're in a different division.
Right.
And, you know, they had some demons with American Heritage, and they may see them again. Most likely they probably will see them in the playoffs again, and Heritage will bounce back. But, it kind of sets up, like I said, this week is a pretty good week. Not a great week, but next week, I mean, you're just going to have to pick out and choose which game you want to go to, and it all begins next Friday night with Central and Carroll City.
Yeah. We're going to have to clone you.
By
for
the way,
week,
it starts and ends right there with the two big boys going at it and finding out just how good. Talk about two programs that know each other. That's going to be a wild one. Hey, I want to ask you about a couple undefeated teams, quietly undefeated. MacArthur and South Dade?
Yeah, well, MacArthur's kind of not the surprise because they've had, if you remember, 2 years ago, they were 11-0. They won the district, and then they kind of fell off last year in a major way. A lot of the kids left and in disarray. But they've always had, you know, just their location, just right off the Turnpike and Hollywood Boulevard, gives them such a great opportunity to get kids from a lot of places. I mean, you know, and they've really turned things around. They're tapping into the youth football program, so that's no surprise. They won again last night in huge fashion. They beat Cooper City 61-15. Their last game will be a challenge. They're going to play Cardinal Gibbons, and it's a MacArthur home game. That'll be the final week. But what that game's going to be of importance is points, because both teams will get huge points for that game. So, and the winner gets a little bit more. So that's going to be interesting. And certainly the other team, South Dade, not much of a surprise.
Larry, I didn't think they were going to be undefeated late in the year.
Nate Hudson is one of the coaches that people really kind of overlook. Remember, 3-4 years ago, they won the state title. They went up and beat Apopka.
Right.
They had all those talented kids, and they've been right in the mix. And if you look at all the talent. I mean, they have two kids currently committed to Miami, and then the kid Ivy last year. They're stacked. They're a stacked team, but we'll see. Their last two games, starting with tonight, they have to play Palmetto, which is no easy game. So
nice
they'll
team.
Play Palmetto at Tropical and then turn around and play Southridge next week. And we will know next week how really good South Dade is. But if they slip into those two wins, they'll be a number one seed. They'll take the number one seed from Columbus, and they'll have home field advantage. And if you have to come down to Harris Field for the three rounds of the playoffs, that's not an easy drive.
Central Northwestern tonight at Traz Powell. Are you going to be there tonight? Where are you going to be?
Yeah, it's only because, you know, I mean, it's one of those games. I think we learned that from last night. A lot of people, not Carroll City, Booker T, but, you know, there's fight. You know, there's fight in these teams. There's pride in these teams. And you could bet that the ticket's still very tough to get for tonight, because Northwestern, no matter how many times you knock them down, they come back every week feeling that they're going to win. And last week, it's a whole different ball game when you're playing Central. I mean, you wake up this morning, and it's a different day for both teams. It's that rivalry. It's that thing when you show up tonight. Central, should win, and I'm sure they're favored by 3 touchdowns. But anything can happen. You got athletes. You got superior athletes on each side. But it's going to be the marquee game. A lot of people are going to be there, and we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be it'll be a good game. It's a lot of pride. But here's the thing: Northwestern win, lose, or draw is still going to be in the playoffs.
Are they really?
Yeah, because the region after you get out of here is not as good. So, I mean, you have Carroll City and you have Central and Northwestern, and then up the road, Dillard, who's had a really good year, too. I don't want to, Dillard could finish 8-2, and that's a pretty good year. But that's the good news, but the bad news is you could be hosting Carroll City, Central, or Northwestern in the first round. So
that's real bad news.
Yeah, it is. And then you go upstate, and it's not as tough. 8A is a little different. Like you said, after last week's Deerfield, or after the vulnerable loss to St. Thomas, where they really didn't look good at all, Western has to feel pretty good. I mean, Atlantic has to feel pretty good. And then we'll see what happens with Plantation and Miramar over the next couple of weeks. But there's some really good football. Shaman Amadonna last night kind of flexing their muscle. I think they repeat. I think that they are probably more of a favorite to repeat right now than St. Thomas. Although St. Thomas is going to get there and win. But I think Shaman Amadonna has an opportunity to really, because I don't think anybody's in the way. They looked extremely good last night, playing a lot of reserves in the second half. Good football program.
Hey, Larry, help me out with university school. They had kind of gotten away from football, but they built that thing back up real quickly.
Yeah, well, they have, and they have key kids, and they have a tremendous I think the only thing that's going to hold them back is that the schedule hasn't been the toughest, and now they're going to have they play Chaminade in a couple weeks. I don't know if they're going to beat Chaminade. It's too good. But then listen to this. You have Booker T in the playoffs. Ooh. And I don't think Booker T's going quietly. So,
no.
Yeah, and Booker T has got a shot. Even though Booker T may end up 5-5, look at the 5 losses. I mean, Columbus, Central, Northwestern. Those aren't easy games, to win. So they picked up a lot of points. They picked up a lot of confidence. And that's going to be University School, Coco, and Booker T to go to state. The winner of those three games, those teams will go to state. And that's 4A. So that's a smaller school. 3A, like I said, Chaminade, Madonna. 2A, we have Miami Christian, a team that nobody talks about. They're undefeated. Nick Turnbull's done an awesome job. They may have a shot to go to state as well. We had talked about St. Thomas as being the kingpin in 7A. I don't think anybody's going to really touch them. They're just too solid in, on defense. And then you have 8A, which could be anywhere from Delray Beach Atlantic all the way down to Homestead in South Dade.
Man, that is just crazy. By the way, you expect, speaking of down south, Southridge, Homestead, both at 5-2. What kind of game do you expect from that with same records?
Well, Southridge needs that game, obviously, to get a better seed. You know, I mean, they're still in the mix because they beat Palmetto. So if everything may come down to that South Day game, because Southridge is, you know, they look okay. They got crushed by Carroll City. They didn't even cross midfield at a 50-0 loss.
Oh,
yeah, that just shows you people just taking, you know, like last night. Everybody's already talking about Carroll City's not that good. Not that good. I mean, they ran the clock on a Columbus team that may not lose the rest of the year. They beat American Heritage senseless, and they didn't give Southridge a first down until the fourth quarter. So, you know, and look at the opponent. Booker T. Washington, and I think people are overlooking them. They're still a very talented team, and anytime you have Ice Harris on your sideline, he's going to make the difference.
Blue, you got anything else? Because you brought your A-game today, man.
Well, wait till next week. I mean, I'll get a triple plus next week because we have 12 games next week that are all going to be bearing, especially Hialeah and North Miami. That's going to be for a district title. So I'm excited next week. Carl Gables in Columbus. I'm just saying that there's, you know, every week we have football games that are taking national spotlight. I mean, tonight's Northwestern game, even though Northwestern comes in there, I believe 4-5 or 4-4, it's still gonna anything that they do against Central tonight's gonna be magnified. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the rest of the season. This has been a quick season, but a very productive season for everybody.
All right, that's our boy Blue there on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, the South Florida High School Football Report with Larry Bluestein is powered by Centene. Blue, thank you for your time.
Blue, you brought
big
it
week
today.
Coming up.
I think
that's
you had a
right.
Coffee before you came on this morning.
I don't drink coffee, but it's just a natural high that I'm on for football. That's all.
A great
day, guys.
Very
enjoy
strong.
Your weekend.
Thanks, Blue.
And I know you will.
All right, Larry
thank
Blues,
you,
Blue. Right, you're my boy, Blue. No
that's
question
right.
about it.
Always. Wow.
Brought it. Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on this week. Next week's going
to
be.
We're going to have to give him like five segments.
Just
next week.
Crazy for all the great high school football going on, and of course trying to get in position to make a run for a state championship. That's what it's all about.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.